Restoring My Soul, Friday the 26th of December, the anchor of our soul. When Christ becomes the anchor of our soul, He secures us with Him in the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Anchored in this way, He remains committed to the accomplishment of His finished work in us, even when we at times are faithless and stray from obedience. In fact, the only way that we can be separated from the love of Christ is if we deny Him by choosing to cut ourselves off from Him and from the fellowship of the presbytery. Declaring this principle, Paul wrote, "This is a faithful saying, for if we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself." Significantly, to be anchored to Christ with the Father in the fellowship of the Spirit is to be secured in fellowship with our brethren. Evidently, burial is the place where we are being rooted and grounded in love with all the saints. Our fruitfulness as a son who has been born of God's life depends upon being established in the love of God through burial. The Apostle Paul declared that we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The fruit of Christ's death and burial is resurrection life. This is the capacity to fulfill the works of obedience that Christ learned for us through the things which He suffered. We can liken this life to the light of a new day in which we are to walk as we emerge from the evening of our fellowship in His death and burial. We are being regenerated and our soul is being restored. We are joined to this timeless reality of the cross because He is I Am. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 11 to 13. Ephesians chapter 3 verses 17 to 19, Romans chapter 6 verse 4, and John chapter 8 verse 28. For further study, Ephesians chapter 3.